go ahead and start services for it. We may do it a little different as we normally will today, but I thought we want to open up this morning. I thought maybe the best thing we could do is open with the Spirit of the Lord this morning. I thought He's our hope and our peace, our everything this morning. But I thought it's sure good to see everybody this morning. I thought we're glad of everybody that come out to be with us. I thought it touches our heart to see everybody. I thought maybe we want to welcome you today and let you feel welcome. I thought we don't want to make no respect to persons, but I told them I'd love for everybody to feel the same. Everybody feel like they're important and everybody feel needful. I told them, I guess if I had it to do over on that sign, I'd put no big I's and no little U's on there. But I thought maybe I want everybody to feel welcome and to feel important this morning and feel your place in the body of Christ. And I thought today we got a vision. I thought maybe how the Lord began to deal with us to come over this way and maybe to open a church. And I thought maybe this morning our mission and our vision this morning is to see lost souls saved in this community. And I thought they tell us that across the road there's drug dealers, and they tell us they splitting down into jail, and they tell us all around that there's lots of sin around here. And I thought the Lord led us this way. I thought the Lord spoke to me and He told me, I'll send you to a land like I did Abraham, and I'll move on you to go there. And I thought He said He told me to follow you over there. I thank God for that this morning. I thought we want to do everything to lift up the name of Jesus Christ and the Son of God. I thought this morning we'd like to have service in love and memory of my mom and dad. Thank God they had a vision this morning. Thank God we had the same vision and the same goal together. And that was to have the saints of God to have a place to go where they were safe and to see lost souls saved. Hallelujah. Thank God, we'd love to do it in memory of them this morning. I thought everything that we go to do here at New Covenant Holders Church, I thought I'd love for it to be based upon one man. And that's not Joel Rowland, that's not Matt Green. But I'd love for it to be based upon Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. I thought the messages I preach, I want to preach about that man Jesus. The songs we sing, let us sing about that man Jesus. And teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compact by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Some pastors, some prophets, and some evangelists. I thought everybody, I thought He said that the body be fitly joined together in love, that we may edify itself in love. I thought you look around this morning, and we are the body of Christ. And I thought when you look at me and my wife,
thank you, we like it. Say this is a hard day to be able to follow the commandments of the Lord. Do what He told us to do and set our brother in. I thought it, as we go up, but again, try to fight back the tears. It's right up in my eye, but maybe as we prayed a little while ago, said, Lord, let this church be a beacon of light to this community. And Lord, the lost souls would come in and be saved. I thought I would like to try to set this brother and sister in today as leaders of this church. This brother is a pastor of his people. We can read in the Word of God in the book of 1st and 2nd Timothy, where I thought Paul was a man of God and had been a leader of God's people for a long time. And he was sitting in a young pastor, but Joel, I'm no Paul today. I've only been in this so long myself. Still, I'm just a young pastor. Just been pastoring for just a couple of years about it, but I thought we've been through many things. We've seen storms, we've seen valleys, we've seen glorious mountains that we feel like we've climbed. God's helped us to climb. I thought I was so excited today to be able to be a part of this. I'm so excited to know today that this is our sister church. And Lord, we may be maybe 2 hours away across the state, but we're still sisters in the Lord, sister churches in the Lord. Now, I thought what I'd like to do to Brother Joel today is I sit me in, and as the Holy Ghost sets me in, I have no authority but what was given by the Holy Ghost. As the Holy Ghost says, He's a man, He's a shepherd of the sheep. I thought we're doing something more today than sitting in a preacher, but we're sitting in a pastor. So much more than a preacher. I thought as Paul was sitting in this young man, Timothy. History books tell us that Timothy was 17 years old. I don't know how old he was, but I thought history tells us he was such a young man. But I thought he was called into the great work. Where there is a need today, God was seeing me and thank God to do the work that needs to be done. I thought what Paul did to Timothy is what we're going to not live by the Holy Ghost to do for Brother Joel today. As he forgive them sick, I've got about 21 charges. 21, thank God, commissions that Paul gave Timothy. I thought this all straight out of the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy. Let's go spins over here to the side. I'd like to give him these charges. I'd like to charge my brother. For those of you who may not understand what a charge is, it's a challenge. Paul was challenging Timothy. He knew the best things ahead of Timothy he could do. Hillary was charged to do this thing. The first charge I've got for you, brother, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Hillary, the Word of God said, Paul told Timothy, Hallelujah, 2 Timothy chapter, Hallelujah, 4, verse 1. Now I'm charging you the same charge. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead in His appearing and in His kingdom. The first charge I've got for you, Joel, is to preach. Preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. The next charge I've got for you, Brother Joel, is to watch. If it's hallelujah, there's a misconception that all a pastor does is preach. If that's all it would still be a hard job. It would still be a burden to carry. But I'm going to charge you with more than preaching, Joel, today. Hallelujah, I'm going to charge you with watching. Chapter 4, verse 5, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of that ministry. Hallelujah, thank God. The next charge that I want to do to maybe show I give a joy today is to pray. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 2, yes, verse 1. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men. And the next charge I want to give you, Brother Joel, is to refuse. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. And the next thing I want to give to you, Joy, to teach. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. These things command and teach. Editor, 1 Timothy 4 and 12. Editor, the Word of God teaches you in the charge I'm going to give you to be an example. Pastor leads, but not by authority and words, but by example. And he's going to do a good job. Editor, thank God. Verse 12 said, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example to the believers in word and conversation and charity, in spirit and faith and in purity. And then the next charge I'm going to give you, Joe, is to read and exhort until I come. Talking of Christ. Give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Next charge I want to give you, Joe, is to meditate. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly unto them, that thy profit may appear to all. Yeah. The next charge I'm going to give you, Joel, as pastor of New Covenant Holiness Church, is to do nothing by partiality. That means to don't be partial, show no respect to person. 1 Timothy 5 and 21. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angel that thou observe finding these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Next charge I have for you is to withdraw thyself. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 6, 3 and 5. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, into the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing but doubting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy and strifes, railings and evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men, corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing the gain is godliness. From such, withdraw thyself.
Amen.
And the next charge I've got for you, Joel, is to fight. 1 Timothy 6 and 12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called, and hast professed a good profession before witnesses. Be not ashamed. 2 Timothy, hallelujah, thank God, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Be thou not for not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. As 2 Timothy 1 and 13, hold fast, Joel, to the form of sound words, and which thou hast shown of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Joel, be strong, 2 Timothy 2 and 1. Therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. Heaven, Brother Joel, I want you to endure. Heaven, 2 Timothy 2 and 3. Therefore, endure harvest. As a good soldier, thank God. Remember, Joel, 2 Timothy 2 and 8. Remember that Jesus Christ in the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Study, Joel. Show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. 2 Timothy 2 and 16 through 18. But shun, Joel, profane and vain babblings, they'll increase unto more ungodliness. Hallelujah, thank God. 2 Timothy 2 and 25. In meekness, I'm going to charge you to instruct. As you pastor the flock, Joel, you're going to have to instruct. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God prevents you, I'll give them repentance and according to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. But Joel, we give you all of these commissions and all of these charges. Just as Paul gave Timothy all of these charges. And I thought I want to read one more place. After all of these charges were given, we're sitting here on the day. I'm not afraid to step up on it. I'm afraid his wife to come over to him. We charged him today. Just as Paul charged Timothy. God has given her as his helpmate today. I want him to join hands. We're not marrying them today. We're setting forth as the work of God. Hallelujah. But I find by the authority of the Holy Ghost, no doubt the church will agree, we find these two worthy for the vocation where we serve God. We find these two that's ready to commit to these charges that we've given to them. Hallelujah. We find these two qualified, fully qualified to do the work of the ministry and the joy is called to do. I'm going to say that this is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desire the good work. We're going to say they're qualified today. A bishop must be blameless. Husband of one wife. Vigilant. That means to be watchful. Sober. Of good behavior. Given the hospitality. That means he's going to take care of you. He's going to be good to you. How to teach. Not giving no wine, no striker. Not greedy of filth or lucre. He's not going to take your money. Hallelujah. He's not going to preach for your money, but for your souls. Patient. Not a brawler, but not a brawler, not covetous. One that ruleth well his own house. Having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, being less, being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without. You can go to Joel's workplace today. All the people that work with him will tell you this is a man of God. Hallelujah. Thank God we're not formed to come up and sit on the altar. As we ordained them today, into the work that God is calling them to do. A pastor is so much more than preaching. And a pastor's wife is so much more than singing. It's so much more than playing the piano and saying amen. When he hurts, she hurts.
Amen.
What you see in the house of God is not going to be all the story for these two.
Amen.
Many times as a member, Joel, I walked and I come to church. I went back home and I went about my way. But what I didn't realize is that my pastor was at home and crying for me. Even his pillows were wet with tears and crying for me. When they leave this church, Heather, we may go about our lives and we may go about our daily walk. But their work just begins.
Amen.
When he leaves Sunday night, he's going to be Sunday day, he's going to be praying right then for Wednesday night.
Amen.
And when he leaves right then, he's going to be praying right then for the next step. There's so much more to the minister than just preaching.
Yes, sir.
That's why we've charged him today with all these charges. And found him worthy of this vocation. I like for the church to gather around these two and pray for them as we set them in, ordain them in this ministry God's called them into. That's how we stand around them and pray for them. That's the norm with all the day. Pray for them.
That's the job of a man.
lie, Lord. Oh, that your power may be manifest. That your word may be manifest. Oh, we thank you for a pastor. We thank you for a good
shepherd. I'd like for these sisters to give us a song together. I thought as pastor of the New Covenant Holiness Church, I'd like to invite the Spirit in and invite the people. Get in and let's worship God this morning. Let's lift up His name and just see what He's got for us this morning. Maybe sister, this is so.
is Lord. Thank you.